Thursday is the last day of the Kentucky General Assembly, with decisions still looming on several high-profile bills. But if you wanted to show up Thursday at the Kentucky State Capitol and protest, you'd be turned away. According to an emergency regulation put in place by Governor Matt Bevin in January, any person or group wanting to protest at the Capitol needs to submit an application 10 days in advance. But as our Becca Schimmel reports, the rules regarding Capitol access are very different for lobbyists.
The emergency regulation puts tighter restrictions on access to all state-owned facilities and grounds, including the state Capitol building in Frankfort. Those restrictions apply to visitors, but lobbyists are paid to be at the Capitol year-round. Attorney General Andy Beshear issued an opinion last month that says the emergency regulation is invalid because it doesn't state the nature of the emergency.
By treating this as an emergency and putting this e-reg in on the eve of session, what this administration tried to do is prevent it from being challenged until after the session was over.
A statement from the governor's communication office said Bevin would continue to issue orders that protect the safety of state employees and the general public, and accused Beshear of issuing opinions to further his run for governor this year. John Schaff is the executive director of the Kentucky Legislative Ethics Commission. He says because lobbyists are at the Capitol year-round, they can give information to lawmakers at a moment's notice to strengthen their client's position.
That's a big advantage that a lobbyist, a paid lobbyist, has over the average citizen who has a job back home in Bowling Green or Pikeville, and they can't come to Frankfort like a lobbyist can on a daily basis.
Opponents of the emergency regulation worry it could eliminate the ability of groups to quickly mobilize and go to the state capitol to protest controversial legislation. Bevin's emergency regulation came after large groups of public educators showed up on short notice at the capitol to protest proposed changes to their pension plan in the last legislative session. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Becca Schimmel.